Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. This is Anthony Mania speaking. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Appreciate you for tuning in. Today's a special episode because today is my 30th birthday. And I'm super glad I get to spend time with you right now, being that this is the second episode I had to record because my first one got deleted. For some reason, for whatever strange reason, the first episode, no one will ever hear. It got deleted. So this is extra special because it's my second time doing this. And why do I bring this up? Because it represents everything, right? Problems will happen. Things that you can't even explain will happen. It's like, why did that go that way, right? Something happened that I made a move. I don't know what happened, but the audio got deleted. It said re-upload. I clicked it, then it got deleted. It's nothing I can do. I don't know if I can do anything. But what I can do is control how I respond to it, right? What I can do is control how I can respond to it, and I decide to do another episode. And in my mind at that moment, I told myself, I'm going to create something better. I'm going to do something. I'm going to give myself again to this show, to this episode. Is it inconvenient? Yes. Do I got to do so many things today? Yes. But we still create a way. We still make it happen. And why am I bringing this up? Because this entire process that I've been on, this life that I created for myself, this life, creating a life that I don't want to escape from, committing my entire 20s, for the last 12 years of my life, my late teens, 18, 19, my entire 20s, I've committed to creating this life that I'm living now. That every moment of my life, I'm able to live life like it's my 30th birthday. And it's something that I can't even explain. It's something that I live with daily. There's this electricity inside of me that I can't even put into words. I call it electricity. What does this mean? It's life. It's life. All the ups, all the downs. Right now, I just got so inspired. Man, I don't know. I don't know if you guys can feel this. But I got just so inspired right now. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this again. Let's fucking go. Let's go. Let's go, man. The fact that I'm able to be here right now with you alive, living this. It means so much to me. People ask me, Anthony, what are you doing for your birthday? Yes, I'm gonna go celebrate the birthday, right? We talk about time on this show. It's an illusion. We talk about how it's man-made time, and we talk about these things on this show. Go listen to the last few episodes. We talk about this and how our birthdays can give us a sense of renewal, how New Year's can give us a sense of renewal, how just holidays can give us this something to focus on, something to do, meaning, right? And I'm glad to wake up today saying, you know what, man, I'm able to live that every single second of my life. We can tap into that at any single moment of our life. We can tap into that. We can tap into that sense of renewal. My perception on what's going on is what's creating this feeling right now. Instantly, when my audio got deleted, I said, yes, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Because this is all part of the game. It's all part of it. It gave me more energy. I'm like, I'm going to create a better episode. But this is how it's been for the last 12 years of my life. The moment I got committed, the moment I became aware, when I said, you know what, I'm going to better myself and I'm going to go all in on myself. It was the moment I woke up. Said, you know what, man? Moment to moment to moment, let's go. Let's make it happen. And then every single time, there's always something that doesn't go your way. Every time you do something, you give all of yourself to the process, something doesn't go your way. You may not even listen to this audio. I don't know. Maybe I'm recording this one for no reason. But I'm so excited to get it done because this is the life that I've built. This is life for me. This is life. All the ups, the emotions, the downs, the frustrations, the sadness, the happiness, all of it is just electricity. It's all electricity. Life. I can't even put it into words. I'm saying passion. I can say love. I can say purpose. These words are overused. I could say energy. I use that way too much. Electricity. This is electricity at any moment. 30 years of age. And now in my mind looks at this and say, wow, okay, 30. Wow, I just left my 20s. And now I'm about to be the 30s. You know how many people are like about to turn 40, or about to turn 30, about to turn 50? About to turn 60, and they're like, oh man, I'm not where I want to be. I'm supposed to be like this in this age. I'm supposed to do this for this age. This is where I'm supposed to be because society said so. When none of it actually matters, when every moment of your life is your birthday, and how come we're not aware of that every single moment? How come right now, right this second, how come you don't feel like it's your birthday? Oh, because it's not, Anthony. But that energy, that vibe, that celebration that you want to have every time it's your birthday, or every time there's a new year, or every time that sense of renewal, how come we don't have that shit right now? How come at this very moment right now we don't tap into that and make some shit happen? How come you don't treat every single moment of your life like as if it's a birthday or a new year? So when I woke up this morning, I said, man, I feel exactly the same I felt yesterday. I feel exactly the same, the energy, the vibe, the passion. I felt passionate. It brought awareness to everything, but I'm always aware of what's going on, right? I'm always present. It brought awareness to the moves I've been making. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm 30 years old. I'm going to celebrate. I'm not dissing anybody who celebrates birthdays. I'm going to go celebrate with my family. My brother called me last night, 12, he called me exactly at 12, midnight. He was like, oh, bro, what's up, man? Happy birthday. What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do? I'm like, look, man, I could be anywhere in the world. I could be anywhere in the world right now. Anywhere I wanted to be, I can go. And I told him, I want to go to the headquarters. This is what we call the headquarters, right? I said, I want to go to the headquarters. And the headquarters is just the house that I grew up in, right? Back into the Bronx. I want to see my parents. I want to see my family. And I just say, yeah, I just want to go to the headquarters and spend time with you guys. But deep inside, man, deep inside, the fact that I know I could be anywhere and I just want to be there, I can go rent the yacht. I can go celebrate. Do it big. Woo, yo, big 3-0. You already know. And I just said, yo, I just want to see my family. Because the real win is the fact that I created a life that I don't have to escape from. That right now, I want to be here recording this right now and talking to you. How I want to be responding back to my clients. A lot of my clients hit me up, yo, happy birthday. We'll leave you alone today. Enjoy. I'm like, man, listen, you don't understand. Me talking to you is life. Me recording this podcast is life. Me being able to just share this electricity with you is life for me. This is what I want. And I remember being 18, 20 years old, writing down what it is that I want to do. My life. And I'm like, damn, man, which direction I want to go? Because by 30, I'm going to feel old. By 30... Now I'm 30, I feel like I'm 20. It's just all of it's just an illusion, right? It's all just an illusion. But this sense of renewal that we get from this, I'm like, I'm interested in tapping into that every single moment. How we can take this, how much meaning this day gives me, right? To the eyes of others, how, you know, you see the messages comes in. Hey, happy birthday. We appreciate you, all this stuff. Imagine this, imagine this realization, this perspective, because one's birthday brings awareness to their existence, right? One's birthday brings awareness to life itself. Wow, they were born on this day many years ago. Imagine if we brought that awareness every single moment of our life. Where would life be if you had that electricity? And I'm just calling it electricity. Let's call it electricity because there's no other words. Just imagine thunderbolts inside your body. Just thunderbolts in general, just being electricity. That electricity that's there every moment of our life. That we can just tap into that with a perspective change. How your energy can change any moment. How meaningful people's birthdays are. How New Year's, how meaningful holidays are. Because you bring awareness to what? Life itself, right? You create meaning out of it. You make it important. You can do that right now. In your life right now, you can do that right now. At this moment, you can celebrate your 30th birthday or your 40th birthday, 50th birthday, and not feel bad about it. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, man, I'm getting this. I'm getting that. You know, people are feeling bad about themselves because life is just happening. I'm getting old. Where every moment's a new moment, man, you're just getting started. You're alive and you're breathing. Take advantage of it. Yo, you alive and you're breathing and you're wasting time. You've accepted misery. You're not addressing the problems in the mind that's creating all of these limitations so you won't have that electricity. Meaning life. So you won't live life. People think living life is, woo, go party, go do the good. Look, nothing wrong with that. Go do what you got to do. But when you're escaping your problems, you're running away from the problems in the mind. You're running away from what's going on. You're running away when the clock is ticking. And we're not talking about the illusionary clock, February 18th clock. We're talking about the process of dying. Acknowledging your own mortality. Your body clock. That every single moment is ticking, is ticking, is ticking, it's ticking, is ticking. How much we just ignore everything because we've accepted. How much we're not living because we just accepted misery as a way of life. So my birthday today is bringing a lot of awareness to how alive I am, how much energy I have, how much electricity I have every single moment of my life, how interested I am in life, how interested, how inspired I get when things don't go my way, how inspired I get when something just, that's all part of living, figuring it out. Let me dive into it. Let me see what's up. Let me solve this problem. Because I'm built for this. This is what I'm built for as a human being. This is what I'm built for. I'm built to do this. So I challenge you, fam, wherever you are in your life right now, I challenge you to live. I challenge you to break through your limitations. I challenge you to give all of yourself to the process. I gave all of myself, my entire fucking 20s, everything I did, every single move, every single decision, everything to get to this place of clarity, of awareness, of gratitude. And this is a never-ending game. It continues to go on and on and on and on and on. And I challenge you to give all of yourself to the process. I challenge you to go all in on you and bet on yourself. I challenge you to see life for what it actually is. I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to look at this moment as if it's your birthday. What are you doing right now for your birthday? What are you doing? I challenge you to view this moment like it's the new year. What are you doing? Hey, okay, today's January 1st. Congratulations. Happy New Year's to you. Now what? What happens now? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Look around. What are you doing? Look around. Look around. What are you doing? Is there no electricity in you right now? Is there no, like, do you feel my energy? Can you feel it? Do you feel how I feel right now? So inspired. I feel free. Free. Just free from all limitations, free from psychological conflict, free from all the problems in the mind, free that I'm able to do what I want to do right now, even though we're all doing what we want to do, right? At the end of the day, we're all doing what we want to do. But I love the process and I love the end result. That it doesn't matter what happens, what matters most is how I respond to what happens. And the fact that I have this control just gives me more electricity. The fact that I'm living life, making moves, providing value. This to me is everything. The fact that I get to help people, that's everything to me. Now for you, look at this moment right now. How you can do the same. How you can just borrow my energy right now. Borrow it. Borrow it. Listen to this with serious, like listen to this with a serious mind. You can borrow my energy right now and create something new. Go all in on yourself. But then, you know, me talking like this, right? I'm glad I have a podcast and talk like this. And, you know, I have clients. I can talk like this because they paid for that, right? It's an excuse to talk about it. I got my lives that I talk about things like this. I also have my awareness journal where I talk about things like this, of course, right? But I talk like this and people are like, Anthony, you're too deep, man. You got to chill out. Too deep. You're too extra. Like, what's up, man? Like, you're special. Like, you're too much. You're too much, Anthony. This is what people say, right? How one who is alive, it's too much to be alive. It's too extra to be alive. Look at how many people have accepted misery and call it normal. Have accepted conflict and call it normal. Have accepted this low energy lifestyle, no electricity lifestyle, and call it normal. Complaining about the life that they've created and accepted. Moving with just no energy, dull, sluggish, confused, lost, dragging throughout the day. In hopes that it changes, wishing that it changes, and then nothing changes. So the fact that I can jump on here and just give myself to this, because I give myself to everything that I do, give myself to every conversation, give myself to everything. I'm not this guy, oh, I'm better than everybody else. No, no one's on here saying that. But if you're listening to this right now, and you're not feeling some sort of sense of renewal. If you're not feeling what I'm feeling, then you're not really listening right now. Because it's almost impossible to listen to this and not have some type of realization of the moves you're making right now. Some type of awareness of the things that you're doing in your life and not get inspired a little bit because you're talking to someone you're listening to someone who's inspired by life itself. Man, I feel so grateful just to be alive and to be able to breathe. I do some breathing work in the morning, every morning. I'm breathing every single morning, taking my cold showers. I feel so alive. The fact I'm able to breathe, the gratitude I'm able to have, right? The gratitude that that I'm able to just breathe and function correctly. When I hit the gym and I'm clanging and banging it, I'm clanging and banging the weights and I'm working out, I'm like, man, I feel so alive right now because I'm able to just move. I'm moving. I can't even explain it. I can't even put it into words. I call it electricity. This electricity that just every single moment of my life, there's interest. There's interest, man. Interest in something, passion. And I don't want to even use that word no more because it doesn't even explain what I'm talking about. And many people have to see it when it's their birthday. People see it when it's Christmas. The people see it when it's like, oh, celebration of this. That's when they feel it, right? For the moment. And they chase that feeling through drugs and alcohol and through they plan things and go fucking and do all this other stuff just to feel alive. And the fact that on my birthday, on this day, my 30th birthday, which I'm so glad I get to spend it with you right now, I'm like, man, I created a life I don't want to escape from. I don't want to do anything else. I am going to go see my family. I am going to go celebrate my birthday. But the best part about it all, I look at myself and say, man, I celebrate my birthday every single moment of my life. I treat everything like it's the last time I'm ever going to do it because of just how much I respect time. The actual time, the body clock, how much I respect every single podcast that I do. I'm like, no, I got to do this again. My audio got deleted. I got to do it again. Because it may be my last one. Every conversation I have, every voice message I send, everybody I hang out with, everybody I talk to, this is my last time sending you this. That's the feeling I get. Because I'm much aware how aware I am that everything is temporary and at any moment it can all end. Is that me saying, oh, I'm going to die soon? No, come on, dude. Don't be corny. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it in a depressive, fucking fearful way of, oh, but what if, well, what if? No, it's just in the forefront of my mind where, man, you know what? I everything that I do, I respect it and I give meaning to it because it may be the last thing that I ever do. And what will I be remembered for? If this is the last episode, what would you say? What would you say about this episode? Man, this guy gave it his all. Like, what would you get out of this? Will this last? Will this episode last? Can you go back to this and feel that same energy again in the next 10, 20 years, whatever, if this is the last episode? Nobody knows, right? But most people just disrespect it. And that's okay. Let them do that, right? But for me, gives me life knowing that all this is just limited. I got a limited amount of electricity inside of me. I got a limited amount of electricity inside of me, man. And I'm over here wasting it on stupid shit. I'm over here. Imagine me just like, oh, I don't want to be in this position, complaining. Allowing the problems in the mind to take over, living in the past. It was better 2 years ago. Can you imagine that? It was better 2 years ago, the good old days. Where at this moment right now, you can have it like it's a present moment. It's a totally different situation, totally different moment. I wasn't born on this day many years ago. The illusion of it, I was. Of course, yeah, February 18th is the symbol. It's the same exact day many years ago because that was the day that I'm alive. But I wasn't born today many years ago. Like if you actually look at it today, this moment right now is a completely different moment. It's a completely different moment. which is why I feel so alive. How your perception on what's going on will determine how you feel about the present moment, which then determines how you view the future. And right now, I feel so alive. And the next moment, I feel so alive. Every moment feels like my birthday. Because there's always a new beginning. Every moment is a brand new opportunity. Every single moment is a brand new opportunity, and you have the ability to view your situation right now as that. As an opportunity to create something new. To take advantage of life itself and look at it for what it actually is and start moving towards the direction you know you need to go. And start living life much more meaningful. Start respecting every single moment of your life, respecting every conversation. What I mean by respect is like, just understand if you give all of yourself, man, give all of yourself. Don't hold anything back. Give all of yourself to everything that you do. You will feel alive. I promise you that. Address the problems in the mind. Reposition your life, bet on yourself, go all in. All these things I talk about all the time, man. But I feel today I have an even bigger reason on my birthday to talk about it. How alive I feel. Do you feel this? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel how inspired I am about life itself right now? How I can create. And I have created whatever it is that I wanted to create, and how you have the ability to do the same thing, how you can create anything that you want to create in your life. You can do whatever it is that you want to do if you give your life to it. Are you willing to give your life to it? Are you willing to give your life to being the healthiest version of yourself? Are you willing to go all in on you and create a life that you don't have to escape from? A life of conflict? Or are you going to accept misery? I'm going to leave you guys with that, family. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening up to this point. If you found this episode valuable, please share it on my social media, especially if you're listening to this on my birthday right now. If you can, do me as a birthday gift. Go ahead and share this on your social media. Tag me up on it. Let me know that you've listened to this episode. Share this with a family, with a friend, with a loved one, family member. And yeah, catch you guys next time. I'm out of here. I love you guys. Take care. Peace.